Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 323 for May 30th, 2007, Sticky Yard. And now, get ready for Dick. It's time for the Daily GizWiz. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Dickle DiBartolo, rhymes with pickle. That doesn't work.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll answer to anything.
Well, how about, hello, Dickie, how are you?
That sounds good. Oh, you know, it's very funny because a lot of people write me letters that go, Dear Dickie.
Really?
And they don't realize that you're saying Dick D.
Dick,
you know,
D.
Dick D.
Is it Dickie? It's not Dickie D. It's Dick D.
Dick D. Although
I thought in Brooklyn they used to call you Dickie D.
They did call me Dickie D in Brooklyn.
Dickie D.
Did.
Yeah.
Dickie D.
Dickie D. Dick,
anyway.
That's back when you were with the mob.
Exactly.
Dickie Grenade Balls DiBartolo.
Right. Yeah. Dickie Jelly Donut DiBartolo.
They all have in the mob, they have wonderful names.
Vinny the Broken Nose Calabasi. I don't know.
You need a mob name.
I need a mob name.
Yeah.
Dickie the Podcast.
That's good. That'll strike terror into the heart.
Yeah,
deadbeats. The podcast is coming.
The podcast is not here, is he? He's not going to use my name on a podcast. Here, take the money.
I'll break your legs and force you to listen to the GizWiz all night.
Oh, now that's a penalty.
There you go. So what do you got for us today?
Today we have another gadget from the Hardware Show, and it's pretty nifty. It's, if you want to play along, go to stickyyard.com with one Y. Stickyyard, Y-A-R-D, like in 3 feet.
And is this a dog thing?
No, Leo, this is very clever. It is, you get two rulers that come with software. For about $50.
Program? You mean computer software?
Yeah. And it's very funny, Leo. I don't know if this guy paid attention to us or what, but I went through with another reporter and this guy demonstrated it. And I said, this is neat. What's it going to sell for? And he said, he either said $139 or $149.
Oh.
And I said, sir, this is never going to happen. I said, things over $100. First of all, if you get people to pay $99, you're going to be lucky. But asking...
It's really a $40 product.
Yeah. So it turns out it's now on the website for $49.
There you go.
$99.
There you go.
But Leo, listen to what it does. It's very clever. You get two yardsticks, a rollable tape. One is sticky back that can be used more than one time. And one is magnetic. So you go out and you look at a house that you think you might want to buy, but you're not sure. So you go up and you put this sticky tape on the garage door, for example. And then with your own camera, you take a digital photo. Yeah, you see what's coming.
I see where you're going here.
Then you obviously the sticky yard has to be in the photo. Then when you go back and put this digital photo in the Sticky Yard software, the software knows the exact length of that yard stick that you took the picture of. And now with the mouse, you just draw two arrows between two points. And the software fills in the dimension.
Oh, that's so clever.
It's clever, isn't it?
So if you go,
oh, you know, how big are the windows in that house? So you go click, click, click. Oh, the windows are 2 feet by 3 feet.
Oh, you don't have to put the sticky thing on everything.
No.
You just put it on one thing, and then it knows everything in the picture. It knows how big it is.
Exactly.
This is brilliant.
So when you go out to look at your trawler, which we're not buying anymore.
Well, now I'm going to, thanks to this, now that I can measure it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you put this on the side of your
only
trawler.
Only one place. So you don't have to like say, oh, I want to know how big the yard arm is or how big the poop deck is. You just put it on the side of the trawler, take a picture, and you've got, if the yard arm and the poop deck are in the picture, are those real nautical words?
Those are perfect. Okay. They're perfect.
Well, I don't know what they are, but if you have a yard arm and a poop deck,
then you would know how big they were because you could, because you know how big the whole everything in the picture is.
Yeah, exactly. And then the guy said, you know, the higher the resolution, the more accurate the software.
And things would have to be in the same plane as the picture, right? Because as the measuring yard.
In the little demo, actually, I'm on his website now. It looks like he's measuring the front porch, which is in a different plane than the sticky yard.
Oh, that's interesting. Because how would it know? Because, well, you know, it's smaller in the picture because it's farther away. I guess it would just kind of tell.
You know, that's it. You know what? It can't give you the dimension of how far forward those posts are
right.
from the house.
So it wouldn't know.
Because it can't see it. But things it can see flat, right. you know, directly right. face on to the camera.
And they have magnetic versions and
they have magnetic versions, like if you're measuring a truck.
Right.
What
a clever idea.
Yeah, it's a clever idea. Like in their demo, you can see someone wanted to realize how much truck there was between the windows. You can measure that. It's a great idea.
So you get now for $49.95,
you get the software. You get
a sticky
two sticky yards. One sticky yard is magnetic backed, and the other sticky yard has a reusable sticky back, so that you
and they sell refills too.
And they sell refills. So it's really clever.
I could see if somebody were an appraiser or, you know, had to do this a lot, this would be a lifesaver.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you've seen people go measure all this stuff, you know, when they're appraising or a realtor. This would be huge.
Yes. The other thing is sometimes you go look at a house or something and then you come home and you go, ugh. You know, were there how
same
how long was the
and will our sofa
porch?
Fit? And
absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
I've done this.
Exactly.
I remember renting a house. We actually couldn't get the sofa in.
Wow.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Is that the time I went out? And he said, you want to sit on the sofa? And I said, yeah. And he said, it's in the yard. Remember that.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. It was terrible because of all the rain the day before. I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Well, I should have, if I'd known, I would have got a Naugahyde sofa, but we had the plush and it just soaks up the moisture.
So what did you do?
We told the moving men, I guess we're going to be renting some storage from you. Please take it there.
Oh, so it's still in storage?
This was actually some time ago, and I've moved like 20 times since then. This was when I was a younger man.
Right.
But I rented an apartment. It was in North Beach, the Italian section of San Francisco, and it's
The home of the narrow door.
The home. How did you know that?
That's what that section's called.
The home of the narrow door and the narrow staircase.
Yeah, that's it.
And the moving guy said, if you want to get this in there, we're going to have to take out the window. And we're going to have to put a crane, and we're going to have to float the thing up into the window like a piano mover would do. And I said, no, I don't care that much. I'm going to put it in storage. Unbelievable. I was very shocked. So if Sticky Yard had been invented by then, I would have been.
You would have known.
I would have known. In fact, the house we're living in now, I took a lot of pictures, but I had to measure stuff. I had to come back and measure stuff.
Yeah,
and this would have saved me a lot of time.
This will save you a lot of time.
Great.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, sticky yard. Thank you. Thank you.
I thought it was some sort of dog pooper scooper thing. I just, you know, sometimes
that's tomorrow. Don't give anything away.
You can't tell from the names. You listen, but you don't know. Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the kids with letters now. So, actually, we got a dog. I'm going to tell you about him because I know you're an animal lover.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you about him tomorrow, though, because we're almost out of time today. But tomorrow, listen in. I'll tell you all about my new dog.
Oh, yeah. Dick, love the show and all. Tell Leo, do not have a garage sale.
Oh, boy.
I will pay him $1 per item.
Yeah, I don't need to. Right.
For anything he wants to get rid of.
And shipping, right?
I live in L.A., so I could drive up and get it, or I will pay him to ship it to me.
It'd be worth it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help Leo out, and that's Jim Kohman, Khonman.
All right, save his phone number. I'll be calling.
Oh, okay, very good.
If
you're giving away great stuff, I'll come too.
Well, that was remember we were talking. My wife's this idea, brilliant idea. Oh, it'll be easy to get rid of. We'd just charge $1 for everything.
Oh, yeah,
including the stuff I gave. I really regret that now, frankly.
Oh, and you did do it?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
we had a dollar sale. It cost us more to do the garage stuff because we had to rent tables and stuff. Than it went
and signs.
And we spent the whole day doing it. But boy, they came. They came and they took it all off our hands. That was no question about
that. That's very fun. There's a store on Fifth Avenue, and I'm surprised no one's called them on it. There's a big sign in the window. It says, everything in the store $10. And I'm wondering why someone doesn't just pull up in a big truck
and buy everything in the store
and say to the guy, here's 10 bucks. Okay, boys, let's start moving that stuff out. Hey, you got your sign in the window.
But for the word each.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello. Is that the $10 store?
That's the $10 store.
Used to be the five and dime. Now it's the $10 store.
Yes, exactly.
Jeez.
Exactly.
Wasn't that the idea of a five and dime? Was everything's a nickel and a dime?
That was it originally. And then it, you know.
What could you have there now?
No, I know. It's the five and $10 store.
Right, a match. Here's a match.
That wouldn't be much.
Have a lifesaver.
Maybe a toothpick bird, and then that's it.
That's it. You're done. I don't know what you could sell there. All right. Tomorrow, I'll tell you about my doggy. And
okay.
I'm hoping you're not going to be mad at me. You're going to be mad at me. I know you are. But I'll tell you about my dog.
Okay.
And meanwhile, let's adjourn and wish everybody a
I think we have to end.
Oh, all right.
We'll adjourn tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow we'll adjourn. Today we'll just wind this up. Have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow on the Daily GizWiz.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily GizWiz. Gizwiz, it's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.